I was walking through the Hanover Center Cemetery at sunrise on Saturday morning, you know, like you do, when I noticed the change in the scenery. Life can move pretty quickly these days, and this was a stop and smell the roses moment. I watched as a bird dashed out from a tree, spent a couple of seconds in flight, and then dove into another tree. I had gotten my binoculars up quickly, located it for a split second, but with the sun in my eyes, all I got was a general impression of its size and shape, silhouetted. Birders can use this, and habitat, and song, and even flight patterns, including undulation, to determine the identity of a species, but it's definitely not as good as seeing a bird perched, sitting calmly for 10 to 20 seconds on a branch. And here was the point. That's no longer possible. I realized there and then, as I looked at the first and second trees, that they were in full flower. I would never spot a chipping sparrow sitting amongst the flowers and soon the leaves. The space between the trees was all I had left. It took me a long time in life to understand how the natural colors of the flowers and trees at this time of year, the soft purples, the pinks, the yellows and whites, and their coupling with the first spring appearances of bunnies, or to be more precise, eastern cottontails, come together to create our Easter season traditions. But here it is now, in full color. So as spring truly unfolds before our eyes, I'm doing my next stretches. For the next month and a half or so, as the migrants blast through, I will be fighting that most dreaded physical malady, warbler neck. You get it from hoisting your binoculars until they practically rest vertically on your eye sockets as you scan, in vain, the tops of the trees looking for tiny birds you might not see again for another year. All of this is in preparation for my typical fall injury, rake ache, which manifests itself in the shoulders by mid-November. By January, it's snow shovel shoulder. New England. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.